I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today's episode is with Patty, and she is from Alaska. Alaska is the one state that I have not been to. So I don't know if it was over Zoom. Technically, did I go to Alaska? I don't know. But Patty had the most amazing experience. You know, you've heard me say time and time again, parents are not supposed to bury their children. And we sometimes truly never get over the loss of a loved one. But today's episode moved me in such a way. And what an amazing validation that our loved ones are still with us, that their strength guides us and gives us exactly what we need at the exact moment. And they continue to encourage us to embrace life, even though we don't know how or sometimes don't even want to. Also, I'm just going to say this. I hope it does remind people that if you are going to drink, do not drive. I hope you all enjoy this amazing, healing, moving, unique experience with Patty. God bless. Well, it's very nice to meet you, Patty.
Oh, nice to meet you.
First of all, where are you from?
I'm from Wasilla, Alaska.
So Alaska is the only state that I have not been to.
Oh, really?
I've been to every state in the United States except Alaska. Oh. So it's on my bucket list to do and hopefully come there and do live shows and or just maybe even vacation. So
that would be wonderful. Yeah. I just never thought I'd have this opportunity to talk with you. I've watched your show for a lot of years, and this is like a dream come true for me.
Oh, well, this is so special for me because I really enjoy doing the work that I do, but more importantly, meeting people and being able to share my gift, because without your support, I could not continue to do what I do. So I appreciate it very much. And I'm very excited to be able to share my gift with you. So I want to first say thank you for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones before we get started. So how did you even get on the podcast?
I saw a phone number to call, and I didn't even know about your podcast. So, but I called, just had a chance to talk with you, and I called it, and I can't even remember how long ago it was, but the day that I got the call, I was totally shocked. I mean, I guess we could talk about that later, but I was
sure.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no such things as a coincidence. Like, though, I always say that those are our loved ones placing things in our path to, again, to remind us that they are still with us, just in a different way. And that I always say this too, this opportunity they always come at the right time. Like, timing is everything. And we might not think of it at the time when we call. It's like, oh my God, this is what I need. I need this now. And then when it actually does happen, it's always the perfect timing. So
yes,
that's why I always say there's no such thing as a coincidence that spirit does do these wonderful things for us. So
yes,
I'm just going to give a little quick speech, Patty, even though you've watched the show, you followed me on how I read, receive my information, and also what you could expect over the next few moments. The most important thing, Patty, is that if you do not understand something, please tell me. It doesn't mean that it's wrong. There is no right or wrong answer. These are messages from your departed loved ones to give you the peace in knowing that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world, but more importantly, that they are still with us just in a different way. So as I started to enter the other side, I first started to feel very heavy. So a lot of times that can be my symbol for, but there's a lot of souls that would like to communicate. And also it could be that if someone had something with the head, like if they had like a loss of memory or they weren't able to communicate in the end. There were three souls that stepped forward as soon as I got to the other side. There are parents that hold hands, and then they show me that there's a child with them on the other side. So your grandparents departed? Do you have parents that are passed?
My grandparents are, they've departed, and my dad has departed. I'm thinking it might be my mother and father-in-law are also departed.
Okay. And who lost the son?
I did.
Okay. So know that what your loved ones did as soon as I got to the other side. So that validates my heaviness. Do you understand that? You have all of these souls. And it's like for the very first time, Patty, I was just made to feel that you are given the gift of knowing that your son's soul is safe and at peace, not only with God, but with everyone else that departed before him, even if he might not have known them. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
And who passed from something of the breath? Did your son pass unexpectedly?
He did.
He first snapped his fingers at me. And then I felt like I had this blow to my chest. So I don't know if it was heart, lungs, or chest, or there was an actual blow to the chest that caused or attributed to his departure.
Yeah, he was in a car accident and went through the windshield.
Okay.
And
so know that your son says, I don't want you trying to visualize what it was like for me when I died. Know that when I immediately had the blow to my chest, it's almost like I feel like his heart stopped. Do you understand mm-hmm. that?
Yes.
Souls will acknowledge this also, Patty, even if their physical body was technically still alive, it doesn't mean that the soul was a part of it. Do you understand that? Because he said, please
yes.
tell my mom that I did not suffer and I didn't even know what had happened because everything happened so quickly.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you this because I don't know what this is. And I always say I never like not to say something because I never experienced it before. Now, I understand you're from Alaska, but your son showed me a snowmobile. So I don't know. There were two things that I felt with this. So you're going to have to place it on how it fits in your life or how you can connect this with your son. He made me feel like that either he had a snowmobile or he liked snowmobiling. And or was he involved in an accident prior to the car accident where he survived?
No, I can't think of.
Okay. I'm going to pass on it.
Okay.
I actually like when things don't make sense because you might now talk to someone else and they might be like, oh my God, that just happened to so-and-so. Because I feel like that the symbols that your son is showing me and how he's making me feel is that somebody was protected in this snowmobile accident where it's like they should have died or they should have been more seriously injured than what they were. Mm-hmm. I said to your son, I said, why am I not understanding this? And then he brought me to where I don't know if you had an uneasy feeling the day that your son passed. Like you just had, you ever have like that uneasy feeling, but you don't know why?
Yes.
Knowing that if you had that feeling that day, that does not mean that you could have been able to prevent your son's departure. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Did he change plans that day, or was did something different happen that day?
He was planning on going, but you know, when the accident happened, everything was planned.
But when a soul switches my seat, I don't know if he left later, went a different direction, or left earlier. Like, because he made me feel like even though plans changed or things were done a little bit differently, does not mean that I would not have passed. Mm-hmm. Your son said to me 3 or 4 times, please, and I use this in my frame of reference, Patty, because I am Catholic. It's almost like you ask, why would God take my son?
Yes.
How could this happen to my son? What, and was he the only one that died in this accident?
No.
Okay. How do you connect with the number 3? Were there 3 people?
There was not 3 people.
Were there 3 people involved in the accident? Were there 3 people that departed?
No.
Okay. So he had me write yes, and then he had me write 2 several times. So how many people departed in the tragedy?
2.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there were only 2 people involved, and both passed.
There was 4 people involved.
Okay.
There were 4 people in the car.
Did somebody... Was someone seriously injured and then sent back, like they survived?
Yes.
Okay. Because he just said to me, he goes, Teresa, technically 3 of us died.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So now I am understanding the quote unquote snowmobile incident. Do you understand that? Because I don't know if this had to do with the other person that passed away. Like, it's validating that I feel like somebody was in some type of tragedy prior to this accident, but they ended up surviving and passing in this tragedy.
Okay. I think I might. It was his, cousin, and I'd have to find out if he was involved. He could have been involved in a snow machine accident.
Or some type of accident where they never should have survived and they did. Because here's a perfect example, Patty, of where I say I make what I do look very easy and it is the hardest thing to do. When a soul says to me, and especially a child to a parent, and they say, it was my soul's time to leave the physical world, that is very hard for me to say that to someone.
Yes.
And that's why he showed me the whole, there was another accident prior or something happened where someone should have passed then, but they were protected because it wasn't the soul's time to leave.
Okay.
And there has to be something with, I understand that this was planned, they were going, but when souls switch my seat in the car, it means that something changed that day. Maybe they did actually change seats. Maybe they changed drivers or they changed whose car they were going to take. Whatever it is, your son is saying, I cannot have, especially the person that survived, carry the survivor's guilt.
Well, actually, what happened is my nephew who passed away, he was the driver. So they did switch drivers.
Okay. So do you see how things happen in a way where souls get me to acknowledge things before we even realize it, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because your son also said, please tell my mom, we all made decisions that day to get into that car. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And he says, I cannot have anyone carrying a burden or guilt connected to our departure. Especially those that survived.
Yes.
And I'm going to say this. I feel like... they put me in the car. I feel like we're laughing. We're having a good time. And then your son looked at me and he goes, Teresa, this was like a freak thing that happened.
Yeah.
Did the car kind of hydroplane? because he's making me feel this thing again, and I never had it. It's almost like I feel like I hover over, and then I feel like I'm ejected, and then I end up in some type of ditch or somewhere further from where the actual accident happened. Because then he said to me, even if they got to us sooner, we never would have survived. Mm-hmm. And then he then made me feel again the blow to the chest and then the hitting in the back of the head.
Yeah.
He says, please tell my mom not to remember how I looked, because he was his face all cut up, because he was like kind of like picking glass out of my face.
I actually didn't get to see him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you visualize what he looked like?
Yes.
Okay. How would I know that?
Yeah.
He says, please. He's like begging me. He's like, Teresa, please tell my mom not to remember me that way. So whatever it is, whether if you did get to see him, not see him, know that he says, I don't want you to visualize what I look like or what I would have looked like. So did they not allow you to see him because of what he looked like?
Yeah, they told me it would be a good idea if I didn't see him.
So now I understand why he made me feel that with my face. Do you understand that? And like picking glass out of my face. He says, Mom, but now you try to visualize what he looked like or what it would be like. Or his face all cut up. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
He says, Mom, stop visualizing me like that. That is not what I look like. And then he showed me this. Was he in high school? Did he ever have like a school picture taken? He keeps showing me his school picture. And he looks so handsome. He goes, tell my mom this is what I look like. And he's like, this is my mom's favorite picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you able to see the picture now? Because he makes me feel like you can look at the picture now.
I can't.
Shut up. I can't see it.
Okay. This is him right here.
Perfect.
Can you see it?
Yep. Now I see it. Yep. That's how we want you to remember him. And now I understand why he said, I want you to know that we all made decisions that day. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I'm going to say this to you. So now the cousin departed also. Is that correct? That's the driver?
Correct. Yes.
Because he made me feel like it is so important that it's why we all are taking responsibility for getting in that car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were heading somewhere for work.
Mm-hmm. Who crossed the divider, though?
The other vehicle.
Okay. So know that this other, because then he showed me the double line and I saw the car dividing over.
Yeah, he was in the other lane. Yeah, he was in their lane.
And then that's when they swerved and they were ejected. Is that correct?
They hit on impact and was ejected, yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estrocontrol makes it easier to manage PMS.
So EstroControl is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way EstroControl eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. EstroControl was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. EstroControl is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Now, was their throat cut or something with their neck? I don't know. They made me feel like a cut, and then I could just feel like all of the blood. So do you know if somebody's neck was broken or if they were decapitated in the...
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you feel that the person that caused and attributed to the accident is not being held accountable the way that they should be?
Yeah, I feel that way.
Okay. Because your son just said to me, please tell my mom for at this moment, let the justice be that our souls are at peace, that we are together and safe and at peace with God. That is my symbol for where someone is not being held accountable, or we don't feel that they're being held accountable enough, or they kind of like got away with it in a sense. Does that make sense to you?
That makes, yes.
Was there something done at their job or at the school in memory of them?
For Kenneth, there was at the Boys and Girls Club.
Perfect. Yeah. So I asked him to validate that I interpreted everything correctly. And he says, they do so many amazing things in memory of me. So know that he knows of all the things that are in memory of him and attends them in spirit. But is there a scholarship or some type of funding that is also given out in his name?
There isn't. No.
Okay, you told me yes. So was there something where someone donated money and then it was maybe given? Or did somebody donate money in his name?
Yes, I did.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So know that he knows about that as well. And your son is kind of funny. He goes, Teresa, he goes, my mom's a little shocked. I go, what do you mean she's shocked? She knows what I do for a living, right? He goes, yeah, but it's when it happens, he goes, it's almost like my mom is like numb. Like she doesn't know what to think. She doesn't know what to say. And she's forgetting her own name. But would that be your son's personality?
Yes.
Like
yes.
Very like funny and very personable. And it's almost like he's like known me for years, you know, like, right?
Yeah, that would be him. Yes.
Also, what I admire, Patty, is how your son brought me through on how they were like laughing, like they were having fun. Like it was a fun day. Do you understand that? That
yes.
It wasn't. And then he just shows me like all of a sudden I see this bright light and then boom. That's my symbol for where they had no idea what was happening, what was coming. It's almost like we didn't even have a second to be scared.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Yes, yes.
Now, do you see or have you or did you just recently speak to the other people that were in the car?
I haven't. No. The other people that were in the car are passed away now.
I did see someone that passed that actually took responsibility for their departure. So either somebody took something that either caused or attributed to their departure.
I can't think of who that would be.
Did your son have a friend that has recently passed?
Yes, it happened probably 2 or 3 years ago. Yes.
Okay. And he passed tragically as well?
Yes, it was unexpected.
Okay. So know that again, all of the souls are together. When souls take responsibility for their departure, Patty, they take responsibility for their actions and sometimes non-actions that cause or attribute to their passing. Sometimes if it's a medication, if they didn't take their medication or if they took it improperly, whatever it is, sometimes people that are diabetic and they eat chocolate every day, they'll take responsibility. Do you understand that? So when souls take responsibility, it does not always necessarily mean that they intentionally take their own life.
Okay.
To acknowledge that all of the souls are together.
Okay.
There's something about, because he keeps bringing me back to the car, and then people in the accident survived. Is that correct? Initially survived?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then did they pass from injuries, or was that the beginning of their downfall connected to their departure?
I mean, it could have been. I mean, it was years after that they passed away.
Okay. It's validating that the souls are all together.
Okay.
Now, did your son live at home at the time of his departure?
He did.
Because he brings me out through this door and he's like, oh, come, I want to show you my room. I'm like, okay. So do you still have things set up in his room?
Well, actually, I live in a different house now than that he lived in.
Do you have his things out or displayed?
Some of his things I do have displayed, yes.
Perfect. So when souls do that, I don't care if it was things connected from school, whether it be, you know, his or his clothing, or if you had things put in shadow boxes, you just have up and around the house. Is that correct?
That's
correct.
Or
in a room.
Yes.
Sometimes spirit will refer to that as their room. Come, let me show you my room. And he would show me all of his things. And I don't even get, do you even have his clothing?
I do.
Because he also showed me a hat. He also showed me a hat. And then he also showed me a blanket. So I don't know if you made a quilt or a blanket out of his clothing or if you thought about doing that.
Well, I have the blanket my mom crocheted for him here.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have that out?
Yes, I have it out. Yes.
And do you ever notice that the blanket is moved or messed up for no reason?
I haven't noticed that. No.
Pay attention to that. Know that your son is taking responsibility for that.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm very interested in this to see what happens after your experience today, because now your son's like, show me this. Yeah, you know, I sit on the couch. You know, I watch my mom walk around the house talking to me all day. So I'm very interested to hear, and I'd love to hear after this, even weeks or months after, that you being able to feel your son. Mm-hmm. Because your son said to me, he made me feel like he like just did not pass, but I feel like he just died. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, that makes sense.
And he says, I want my mom to know that it's okay to start to heal.
Okay.
And I don't know how to fully interpret this to you because it's not something that spirit will make me feel. It's almost like you find it hard to do everyday tasks or to do things or to really enjoy life since your son passed.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay.
And I have to say this to you, Patty. I don't know how to tell you to do that. I mean, parents are not supposed to bury their children. And he made me feel like that he was your world. And this doesn't have to be literal, but this is how he made me feel. He made me feel like he was everything to you. And it was like the day that he died, you died.
Yes.
Because your son just stood in front of me and he said, Teresa, please help me give my mom her life back. Even though she feels she doesn't know what she's living for since I died. He says, and it's almost like every time she does to try to do something, it's like something else happens. And then she feels like she goes 10 steps back. Like she feels like she's never going to move forward or to feel better.
Yeah.
these are the moments when I have the privilege of sharing my gift with someone where spirit blows my mind. I mean, there are so many things that, yes, spirit might have me say, but the way that your son just had me say that to you, Patty, was so unique. I literally felt every single word from him. He made me feel how broken, how numb, how disorientated you feel since his death.
Yes.
And he says, Teresa, I want my mom to know that it's okay to smile, that it's okay to be happy. Like to enjoy a moment. Like it's okay to enjoy a moment. He goes, then you could go home and be sad, mom. He says, but I want you to be able to go out and enjoy things again, knowing that I want to enjoy these things with you. Did you and your son talk about a trip that you guys were going to take or like a special trip?
Gosh, I don't think so. We took a special trip.
Oh,
we've taken special trips.
Typically when souls show me, and he goes, he started laughing by my symbol for this. When a soul shows me like Disneyland or Disney World, it's just my symbol for like a special trip, going on a special trip or wanting to do what we were supposed to. Or maybe if it's something that we did with our loved one, we were thinking about doing it again, but now we don't want to because they died. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we did actually. Our special trip was Disney World that we went on. I'm trying to think. It's probably about two years before he died. I think we did that trip.
Were you just reminiscing about that trip, talking about it, thinking about it, looking at a picture from it?
I found the Disney card, the hotel card key from when we went.
Now,
yeah,
that's not a coincidence.
Right.
And that's crazy, right? Like then, amazing, yeah. Crazy. Like it's almost like,
yes.
What the heck? Right?
Yeah.
What a validation from your son that when you found that room key, know that his soul was with you at that exact moment. And it was not a coincidence that you just recently came across it. And this is happening today.
Yeah.
Your mom's still here in the physical world, correct?
She is. Yes.
I don't know. Are you having a hard time with her, or is she giving you a hard time?
we get along good.
I don't mean it like that. Like, let's just say, like, if you're like, mom, you know, you really need to go to the doctor, or you have to do this, or, and she's like, no, I'm fine. Like,
no, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, where does the separation come in? Was there someone that you're not speaking to in the family, or someone that your mom is not speaking to?
I can't think of.
Okay. So I'm going to explain to you why I said what I said. And this is where sometimes my signs and symbols can have a different meaning for you. Your dad stepped forward and he's like, because at first your dad was like a little like, I don't know what's going to happen here. Like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I got to talk to this lady. What do I, you know, like he doesn't know what to do. Right.
Uh-huh.
So he's like getting very curious and I can see him like poking around, like I see all the souls in front. Your son has stepped forward to do most of the speaking. And I see your dad like kind of like poking his head around, like, what's going on? Like, now I'm curious.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard him mumble, yeah, now she knows how sometimes, you know, the things I had to put up with her mom. Like, so that's why I said what I said. So it could be something as simple as like if he always said that, oh, she's stubborn, or, you know, she would always give me a, you know, a hard time sometimes.
Well, they didn't get along. They didn't talk to each other.
Got it. See, do you see how my signs and symbols can have? But
yes.
It was because, and I love that I explained it to you, because what I love about this, it also validates your dad's personality, like him like poking through, like what's going on, so I could feel things from him, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, but curious, but he doesn't want to tell me anything.
Oh, really?
He's just being nosy. Does that make sense? Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, maybe I'll say something, but I just want to see what this is about.
Uh-huh.
So then I said to your dad, I go, well, I said, sometimes people, you know, just send their love, you know, to a loved one. Sometimes if souls learn lessons on the other side, they'll communicate that. And he kind of looked at me and then he kind of stepped aside and he's like, all right, I'll be back. So I said, okay, well, I don't know what's going to happen. And your son is like, oh boy, Teresa, he goes, I don't know what we just opened a can of worms right now. And I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh my gosh.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Do you still have the box of your son's things that you kept and things that maybe he made in elementary school?
Yeah.
He brought me to a box and pulled out a macaroni necklace. That's just my symbol for that you kept things from grammar school or elementary school.
I did. Yes. Yeah. I actually have a picture that he made on my refrigerator and it has, he glued macaroni on it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy amazing. Right? Validating that when you found these things, when you went through these things, when you look at it, know that your son's soul is with you.
Yeah.
Were you playing songs that remind you of him?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while since I've played songs that remind me of him. Yeah.
Don't be surprised now if you start hearing them out of nowhere. Okay. Know that that's a sign from your son. And maybe this is also your son's way of saying, Mom, remember the music. It's almost like you never liked any of the music that he listened to, but now after he passed, you listen to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Know that his soul is with you. Okay, your son wants me to say something that I just said to him. I said, I don't know if I can say this. And your son said to me, he said, Teresa, he said, you have to say this to my mom. He made me feel like, and I've never had this before. He showed me this little mini film strip almost like of the person that was responsible for the accident. I don't know if there was some type of like hearing or court.
Yes.
And he made me feel like that he made a statement where he apologized.
Yes.
I have to say this, Patty, you have one remarkable son. He's showing me on how this person apologized and made a statement to you. Mm-hmm. And he says, Teresa, please, I want my mom to be able to forgive for herself. Mm-hmm. There was a part of me that your son made me feel like that you were angered by that in a sense.
Yeah.
I said to him, I said, I don't understand these feelings that you're making me feel. I never had this before. And he says, I need my mom to remember what he said. And I need her to release the anger connected to it. And I need her to forgive. He said, because this person says a prayer for us every day and has to live with knowing that he took our lives on his soul. He says, I know that that doesn't change anything. He says, but I want my mom to know that what he said, he meant.
Okay.
He literally said to me, he goes, Teresa, he was sobbing when he was talking. And it wasn't because he knew that he was going to have to be held accountable for this. It was because this is how he truly felt. So he says, Mom, can you please love and honor and respect yourself, your life, my legacy, more than the anger that you carry connected to what happened to me that day? He says, and can you just please start to replace that with love and kindness? He says, because I don't like what it has done to you. It has changed you and it has made you someone that I don't like to see because of the anger. There's just something so remarkable about your son because I can't have these emotions when I read. But your son has touched me in a way that I've never experienced in over the 20 years that I'm doing what I'm doing. And I think it validates the strength of your son's soul. But more importantly, finally be able to give you a little bit of peace, a little bit of comfort, a little hug from heaven, from your son's soul. And he says, Mom, I'm asking you to do this so you can feel me, so you can know that truly when you see something, when you feel something, to know that it's me. To say hi and smile and know that I am giving you a hug from heaven at that time, at that exact time. Okay. I have never, ever felt or relayed a message like that to someone. And believe me, I have channeled thousands of souls that passed in car accidents where, whether it be a drunk driver, whatever it may be, but not the way that your son just moved me in this moment. Please take that with you as well, Patty, of the strength of your son's soul on how hard he worked to give you peace and comfort. And to know that he's okay and wanting you to stop visualizing what had happened, what he looked like, if he was afraid. And again, all of these things are going to happen. But maybe it's even something that when you stop and you feel the emotion and say, but my son wants me to find peace. My son wants me to find forgiveness. Maybe it's something when you feel this and we do like a random act of kindness. You know, when we have these overloaded emotions of all of the pain, the sorrow, the loss, and the grief, maybe it's a way of like, you know what? I'm going to go down to the local coffee shop and I'm just going to buy a stranger a cup of coffee or a donut. Because I said to him, I go, you're asking me to tell your mom this, but how does she even begin to do this? And literally, this is what he just showed me. He said, Teresa, my mom is so kind. My mom is so sweet. And I want her to continue to live her life in that way and to remember him in that way. And I have to say this to you. I don't think in a million years you ever thought if you did have the experience with me, that it would be this.
Yeah.
Or to even hear those things, right?
Right.
I don't think I've ever asked someone this before, but I'm going to, being that your son moved me in a way that I have never been moved in 25 years. How in this moment does that make you feel? I don't know why, but it's almost like, because I still feel kind of numb. And I said to your son, is this going to help your mom? And he said, it will. And I want you to be perfectly honest with me. Like, yeah. Did these messages or what he just said to you, did it give you some type of hope or faith? Or like, did you feel like his soul? Like, I don't know why, but I feel, I've never asked someone this before.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just feel it's just amazing. I just tingly in my body. Yeah. Yeah.
That numbness, like that's how he's making me feel, this numbness. And it's almost like it's him saying, Mom, take that as, okay. It's almost like he literally just said to me, he goes, Teresa, you know, when your leg falls asleep and it's like dead and you feel like you can't move, it feels numb. And then when it starts to wake up, it tingles. He goes, this is why my mom feels tingly. It's almost like your soul is being awakened.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, this is amazing.
I love that. And I love, Patty, that it was almost like your son, like, handed you permission to heal, to smile.
Yeah.
You're still going to have the sad moments. It's okay. But embrace the happy ones and don't feel guilty about it.
Right.
Your son says, Mom, it's time. And I can even feel how much lighter you feel from when we first started. Because I looked at your son, and I was like, I can't believe how you moved me. And he goes, please. He goes, my mother didn't even know if I was going to come through today. I go, what? I go, come through. I go, you moved me in a way that I've never been moved before.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I wish I could give you your son back, but that's something I can't do. But I am honored and feel extremely privileged that I was able to have the opportunity to allow him to use my physical body to show you that his soul is truly at peace, safe, healed with God, and more importantly, with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank him. He's the one that did it. He did a phenomenal job of giving you peace. And I know, Patty, there might be someone that will be listening to your experience today and maybe might think twice about getting behind a wheel after even just taking a sip of alcohol. I know it will happen.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best. And again, thank you for trusting me with the souls of your loved ones. Oh, and here comes your dad.
Oh.
Your son looked at me, goes, I thought I was going to get you to exit quickly, Teresa. Your dad said, please send my love to Mom.
Oh, really?
He says, please tell her that I am sorry.
Oh.
For the ups and the downs. Mm-hmm. He said, but I want to thank her because when things were good, they were good.
Okay. Wow.
And he says, and I'm sorry that I hurt you and disappointed you. And for that, I am sorry.
Okay. Wow.
And just so you know that when a soul comes through and they apologize, that means that they had to relive their life through our eyes. So your dad had to relive his life and feel how his actions, choices, decisions, whatever they were, made your mom feel. And his soul had to learn those lessons. And to be able to apologize is something amazing.
Yes, that is. Wow.
So and then this is just, he goes, don't worry, Mom, I'll keep him in check. Well, I really hope that these messages brought you the peace and comfort that you deserve, but more importantly, need at this moment. I wish you all the best. Thank you again for allowing me to share my gift with you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much, Teresa. Thank you. My name is Patty Kramer, and I live in Wasilla, Alaska. It was amazing, just unbelievable. I've been wanting to, you know, speak with my son. It just was amazing to be able to connect with him today. I'd have to say bringing up the Disney World trip was pretty surprising, especially since I just found the Disney World card of the trip when we went, the card from the hotel room. That was pretty amazing. And then the macaroni, she was talking about I have a picture hanging on my fridge that he made of himself with macaroni glued around it. That was pretty cool. I do feel at peace right now after having the reading with Teresa. You know, I feel like it's just a heaviness has been lifted away from me.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.